This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. I encourage you to become a student of God's Word. You hear me use that phrase time and time again, because I want you to know what the Bible says. I want you to be able to find verses in the Bible to back up the claims. If you say you believe such and such in the Bible, that you have the verses, book, chapter, and verse, to give the reason for why you hold those beliefs. There are so many times today you find people say they believe something, but they can't find what verse there is in the Bible to back up their claim. And I would challenge you to be able to give a reason for the hope that is in you, for there may come a time when we have to stand up for our faith and to be strong in the face of persecution. I want to continue a study today regarding resurrection, regarding what happens when we die. I related last week that all of us are faced with death, with loved ones, friends, and neighbors. We end up going to a funeral, and sometimes there's sadness amongst great joy because of the type of life the individual lived. But there always is sadness because of this separation. We don't see that individual any longer. They're not part of our everyday living. But I want to show you a passage in God's Word, two passages, for example, from the Old Testament that talk about what death is. The first one, write this down on a piece of paper, and I ask that you would go back and study it and examine it later. We looked at this for a moment last week in Genesis chapter 47, in verse 30. Jacob was about to die, and he said, "When I sleep with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place." He's about to die. He wants to be buried with his ancestors, and he compares his death with a sleep. He said, "When I sleep with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place." Another verse to write down and re-examine is Daniel, the 12th chapter, and verse 2, Daniel 12:2. Daniel says, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting contempt." He talks about individuals that have died, and he describes them as sleeping in the dust of the earth. And there's a resurrection that's going to take place. And they will be raised, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. And we find it in John, another one in the New Testament now, is in John chapter 5. We touched on it just a moment last week, where Jesus says, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all who are in the tombs," and King James says in the graves, "will hear his voice and will come forth, those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment." What he's saying is that after a person has died, there is going to be a resurrection. There's going to be a resurrection to life, and there's going to be a resurrection to judgment. And there are two resurrections that are spoken of in Scripture. There are some that believe there are a variety of them, but there are at least two of them that are mentioned. And one is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And this is a resurrection that when Jesus returns to the earth again, it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17. The Apostle Paul is writing, and he said, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." The dead in Christ are going to rise. These are people that who are dead in Christ. They are individuals that believed in Jesus Christ through their life, and as Jacob expressed it in Genesis, They fell asleep. They died. You went to their funeral. Some of the forefathers that in centuries ago, they are sleeping in the heart of the earth. And the Bible says they will be resurrected. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul says the same power that raised Jesus back to life is going to also raise us up. So there is a resurrection, a literal resurrection that's going to take place. Now, another passage I want you to look at, and it's a beloved passage from the Gospel of John again in John chapter 11. John chapter 11 is the story of Lazarus, a dear friend of Jesus who died while Jesus was on a journey. He hears that Lazarus is sick, even to the point of dying, and Jesus goes to raise him. But an interesting thing occurred upon hearing the news. Jesus delayed his departure from where he was at. The sisters sent word to Jesus. This is John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11, and starting with verse 3. The sisters, Mary and Martha, who are sisters of Lazarus, sent word to Jesus, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." But when Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it." There's going to be a lesson taught in this. And Jesus delays his departure from where he was at. And in the meantime, Lazarus did die. And Jesus eventually arrives at the location in Bethany, and he performs a miracle of resurrection. But prior to this, in verse 11, Jesus says to his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may waken him out of sleep." The disciples then said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he was speaking of literal sleep. So Jesus then said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." John chapter 11, verses 11 through 14. He says, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I'm going to wake him out of his sleep. The disciples, thinking it was just taking a nap, so to speak, did not compare it for what Jesus was trying to teach. They said, "Well, if he's sleeping, he'll recover." Then Jesus says to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Now, what I want you to see in this passage is John chapter 11, verses 11 through 14. Jesus compares the death that we see around us and our loved ones experience. He compares that death to a sleep. If you've ever had a surgery, had a time when you have been in a deep sleep, there's no knowledge of the passing of time, and you come out of that surgery and hours may have passed, and you hardly realize that time has gone by. A person who's been in a coma, there have been unique experiences revealed recently of individuals who have spent years in comas and come out. There's in death, there is no knowledge of the passing of time. It's called a sleep in Scripture. Again, Daniel 12:2 says, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Here in John 11, Jesus says, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I will go so that we can wake him out of the sleep." But then later, two verses later, he says, "Lazarus is dead." So I want you to see what the Bible is teaching here. Death that we see around us, When you go to a funeral, when you go to a visitation, when you see or hear of loved ones, friends or loved ones and neighbors that have succumbed to an illness or have been killed in an accident, whatever the situation, or just simply wore out and died of old age, the Bible compares this to a sleep. And this is what Jesus calls it. It's what it's recorded in Psalms chapter 13, to a sleep. When a person dies, they fall asleep. There's nothing wrong with saying that when a person dies, they've fallen asleep in death. For this is exactly what has taken place according to the Bible. And I want you to be accustomed to hearing this because it's true biblical language. And there's nothing wrong with expressing the fact that when a person has died, they have fallen asleep. The Bible talks about at the coming of Jesus then, Jesus is going to come and wake them out of sleep to resurrect them, bring them back to life. For as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so you and I will rise to newness of life. I'd like you to continue to study God's Word on this subject. We're going to pick it up here and continue next week in discussing this unique passage of John chapter 11 and see what Jesus says about a time frame regarding the resurrection. In the meantime, continue to study and to share God's Word and become a student of the Word of God. May God bless you.